Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Today's show, the impact of breath on your disease, what this means to you. Yes, it's a subject you've heard me discuss before. Yes, you've considered issues about your breath. You've gone to classes, yoga classes, Pilates classes. You've read news articles, all sorts of yakety-yak about breath. But I got to tell you the truth, as is consistent with the theme of this show, you don't understand it yet. And I've got to get it to you because it's just so vital, so absolutely vital to your health. Beyond just about any consideration for health is the consideration of, do you really breathe diaphragmatically? Why? Because when breath is truly diaphragmatic, it hooks into your autonomic nervous system. So two big words here. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's .cc with two T's. My regular audience, my weekly audience, understand this. The question you pose when you ache in pain, the question you pose when you consider your disease, your chronic symptom, issues about your health and your healing, the questions you pose, the inquiries you make, are all secondary to one simple question. Do you have your breath? Now, I'm not talking poetically. I'm certainly not talking rhetorically. I'm telling you, I want this to imprint in the marrow of your bones that there is a phenomenon called breath. And when your body's doing it, there is a sensation of warmth. There is a sensation of circulation. Pleasant, euphoric-like circulation moving through your brain, your throat, your chest, your abdomen, your genitalia, down your legs to your feet and back up to your head again. When breath works, when breath is influencing the balance of your autonomic nervous system, when breath is turning on your vagus nerve, you're going to feel it. If you're not feeling it, you're not in the card game. You're not in the high-stakes poker game. It ain't working for you. Now, that's good news if you'll just take it as good news. If you'll take it as good news, then you understand why it might be a year or 2 years or 3 years, and you're not getting where you need to go. If you've seen a holistic practitioner, if you've seen a medical doctor, if you've got chronic disease, if you've got chronic symptomology on the way to a disease, if you want radiant health and you don't really experience what it is to move chi through breath, you are not in the game. I don't know a better way to say it. I can't be that gentle guy that comes on and woos you into some vague awareness. I got to tell it to you straight. You're missing. What is breath? When I take a breath, and anybody that knows me knows that when I take a breath, my body relaxes itself deeply. I live off my breath. I am no Christian saint by any means, in the sense that I have my imperfections. But if there's one thing I rely upon, one Gatling gun, one nuclear bomb of support I have, is my breath works. And that's huge. Cialet, Hans Cialet, Stress of Life, 1,500 technical articles, institutes devoted to his name, delivered in The Stress of Life, the symposium, the ultimate word on what the sympathetic dominant physiology will suffer from. If you can't send signals to your organs to repair, you're sunk. You cannot repair. I don't care what you do. Now, you hear this poetically speaking. We sit in yoga classes complacently sometimes and chant, breath is life. Imagine the white light moving through our hands and feet. Up and down our spine it goes. Hey, I'm telling you, breath is a pleasant, euphoric, dynamic explosion of something you can really feel. And you're not supposed to be in a yoga class to experience it necessarily. Your animals know this. Your animals live off their breath. I live off my breath. People are supposed to live off their breath. But what is breath? That's what the next 20 minutes is about. Go to my website. I've made it so easy for you. Belly breathers. When you inhale through the nose, and if you can't inhale through the nose, that nose is plugged, say, you have problems. Mouth breathers cannot do this. Mouth breathing is a serious problem. Whether you're doing it at night with apnea or whether you're doing it all day because of nasal polyps, deviated septum, sinus issues, whatever it is, breath has to go through the nostrils. Belly out. The belly must come out. But if the abdominal fascia, check the site, picture 3, 4, and 5. If the abdominal fascia is too tight, if you live in military pose, the belly can't go out even if you want to push it out. The belly must go out. Why? So the diaphragm can drop down. If the belly doesn't go out, if you don't belly breathe, the diaphragm cannot drop down. The diaphragm must drop down during inhalation. Not if the central tendon of the diaphragm. Go to pictures 9, 10. The diaphragm is a dome-shaped structure, the center of which is a big, flat tendon. It's weird-looking. And if that central tendon of the diaphragm is too tight, even if the belly comes out, the diaphragm can't drop down because the central tendon won't stretch out. But if the diaphragm can drop down as the belly goes out, then and only then will the rib cage begin to expand. And as the rib cage expands, the mid-back, the thoracic spine, look at my pictures, picture 12, picture 13. As the diaphragm drops, the thoracic spine starts to extend itself. Not like a kyphosis, but the opposite of that. It extends back because the crus, the attachment of the diaphragm to the spine, will pull on the thoracic spine and arch your back. So as that belly's coming out, if it can, and the diaphragm's coming down, if it can, and the thoracic spine is pulled on by the attachments of the diaphragm to that spine, the crura, the crus, see the pictures. Picture 11. The right and left crus of the diaphragm. Its physical attachment to your spine. If as that diaphragm drops, the crura will pull the spine into slight extension. If the spine can go in extension, if you're a hunchback, if you're slightly kyphotic, if your spine is too tight, if it hasn't been decompressed, if it's not stretched out, breath will stop there. But in the high sense of the word, your breath is open. No, it's not open because you breathe into your body. It's open if what I'm describing works for you. And if it doesn't, you've got to understand why. You've got to figure that out. If you don't figure that out, the game's over. I don't care what you've got, from brain tumor to low back pain. It will not work. There is no cure without recruiting the nuclear bomb of patent breath. Breath is the bomb. Breath is what it all comes down to. As that spine arches a little, the rib cage begins to expand. Not if the pectoralis minor in the front. So I put pec minor on picture 18 and 19. Underneath your breast muscles is a thin strip of muscle. It's called the pec minor. If that muscle's too tight, your rib cage cannot expand. The rhomboids in the back, I put the rhomboids on picture 20 and 19. Muscles deep in between your shoulder blades, way deep on the spine. If the pec minor in the front and the rhomboids in the back cannot expand as your chest tries to expand, if they limit expansion, your breath shuts there. So your breath may be shut down low because you can't even pop your belly. Your breath may be shut at solar level, at the solar plexus, because the central tendon's too tight. Or breath may shut up towards the heart area or the lung area because the muscles, pec minor, rhomboids, flexibility of the thoracic spine, they may all be so stuck shut you can't move your breath. But we're all talking breath, but we're all saying we can breathe. We're not. Don't doubt me on this. In a better world, as you line up for your yearly physical, the first thing your doctor would ascertain is, do you have patency of the breath? If you took care of your breath, half your diseases would vanish. Why? Breath is the gateway to balance in the autonomic nervous system, and that autonomic nervous system is telling what your chemistry to do. Your autonomic nervous system, your neurological system, controls your biochemistry, your cell biology. These are basic, obvious tenets. We should be living by them. All medicine should be constructed on them. All holistic medicine, please listen. You are not doing this. You are healthcare providers. From the massage therapists right up to the top. You must yourself have the physical experience of breath. Go out and get it. Seek it. Understand, when your breath works, your body will experience a deep, warm flow. That's as close as I can get you. Put your truth sensors on the description. And if it's going over your head, that's a bell. That's a flag. Go out and seek. If the pec minor and the rhomboids are too tight, your chest cannot expand. If you can take your breath up into the upper chambers of the chest, the first and second rib will move, and the first and second rib is the origin or insertion, depending on the way you look at it, of your scalenes. To get the scalenes, and I put pictures of the scalenes on picture 23 and 24, get to the website on straighttalk.cc. Listen to this show again. I've got great pictures to back up what I'm saying to make this more clear to you guys. But once that breath moves the first and second rib, if it gets there, the scalenes will begin to stretch. When the scalenes stretch, the occiput, the bone in the back of your head, the first and second vertebra will begin to move. Breath puts motion into the occiput, the first and the second vertebra, critical places for motion, without which you have big problems. If the occiput, the first and the second cervical vertebra, do not move, it is impossible to affect the vagus nerve. You can't really get a competent vagal output, of competent vagal signal. You can't get a proficient flow through the vagus nerve unless occiput C1 and C2 pulse or move at the end of inspiration. At the end of inhalation, the occiput should be separating from the first and second cervical vertebra. That's big. That is really big. That is it in a nutshell.